This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gabby Sanchez, former Marlins first baseman, former Marlins All-Star. He joined us here. And current Marlins ambassador. Gabby, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing today?
We're good. So tell me, you know, you're not a current player anymore, but you wake up today. It's opening day. What's the thought process? What's the feeling like for Gabby Sanchez?
It's actually almost the same as if I was still playing. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on at the ballpark. I'm excited that the season's already getting going. Got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, even at Marlins Park, if you haven't been there, if you haven't seen it, the new AutoNation Alley out there in left center where the home run sculpture used to be, that thing looks amazing. The new where the Diamond Club used to be, now the club, that thing looks amazing. So there's so much going on at the ballpark that how can you not be excited?
All right, so it sounds like you've had a little bit of a glimpse. You've had a look around at some of the improvements going on in the park.
Oh, I've definitely had some glimpses. I've walked around, and it really is so beautiful what they've done to the ballpark, the new things that they've created, and fan-friendly things that they've created. The club, the AutoNation Alley out there where you can get, you know, tickets starting at $10 to go watch a game.
That's what I'm looking forward to seeing.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go on Sunday afternoon. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing is because, I mean, look, whether people liked the home run sculpture or not, it was obviously a polarizing thing. It just seems like such a better idea to have an extra area where fans can hang out, have drinks and just watch the game from right there. I mean, that seems like a no-brainer to me, Gabby.
It absolutely is. I mean, that's the fan friendliness that, you know, the new organization is going with. They want to go out there. They want to have this area where fans can go out there, have the drinks, have the talk, make it a social area where you're just hanging out. And then the seat that you have to watch the game is pretty good, too, being in left center.
So what's Gabby Sanchez's responsibility today? Are we going to see you on television at all today?
Yes, I will be doing stuff on Fox, because I also am with Fox, and I'm doing pre- and post-game things with them throughout the year as well. So I will be doing stuff with Fox. I'm also the ambassador with Marlins as well, so I'll be walking around, and I go into, you know, just walk around with fans and talk with fans, interact with fans, let them know what's going on, just hold conversations. It's actually a fun job for me because I get to talk baseball all the time, and who doesn't love to do that?
Now, I heard that there is a new broadcast location for the pre and post. Are you able to tell us where that is, or is that supposed to be some kind of surprise?
I mean, we got to have at least a couple surprises
okay.
So you can come out and watch.
Okay, all right. Because it used to be out in,
it used to be out right where they built the AutoNation Alley.
Yeah.
It was on the top.
Yeah.
So since they were going to build that and give fans a little bit more areas for them to stand around and have a good time, we got moved, but it's still going to be a great location. I think there's going to be a lot more talking with players because it's going to be easier access for players after games to come out, you know, sit down and talk for post-game.
Okay, very good. We got Gabby Sanchez here with us. Of course, you got the news a few days ago that along with Charles Johnson and Alex Gonzalez, Gabby Sanchez is one of the Marlins ambassadors, but also you'll see him Fox Sports Marlins all throughout the season starting today. It's a 4:10 first pitch, and I think doors are opening to the park around 2:30, and you want to make sure you're by your seats around 3:30. They're going to have the whole intro and everything. Gabby, you've been out of the league for a few years now. When did you stop, I guess, missing the everyday grind? Or maybe you still miss it. Tell me a little bit about that.
I don't think you ever stop missing it. I think it's something that's always going to be instilled in any player that has finished baseball, that you're still going to miss not going to the ballpark. You're still going to miss being in that clubhouse and just being around the other players. That never will go away. All you do now is just appreciate what you did and how hard it was to get to the big leagues, let alone being able to play. And, you know, in my case, I was lucky to be an All-Star 1 year. So kind of just looking at the accomplishments and say, hey, I did it. I accomplished my dream since I was a little kid, and now got to take the next step in life.
What do you not miss? Like, what was a pain in the butt as far as the Major League season is concerned?
It's funny, because when I was playing, the thing that you didn't miss, of course, was spring training, because right. It just dragged on, and you just couldn't wait for that excitement of opening day like today. To be able to get out there and really play meaningful games in the beginning of the season, people think that meaningful games start at the end. No, they start right from the very beginning. Every single game is a meaningful game because you want to win every single game. So spring training. But now when you're stopped playing, you still miss spring training. Now you're like, man, I wish I was back out there playing in spring training. When you get to go see the guys going out there and hitting BP and performing and getting ready for a season and seeing the way that they're getting ready for that season and preparing, then you start to miss that at the end when you stop playing too. So it's funny, when you're playing, spring training is terrible, but then now it's like, man, I miss spring training.
Now, were you a guy who, when you were playing and you're doing all the traveling, were you a guy who was able to go out late at night after your game on the road and then be able to get back at it the next day and still have a good game? Or did you have to really take care of yourself when you were out on the road?
I really wasn't a guy that went out. I was always, you know, I would go out to have dinner after games sometimes. Sometimes you would finish the game at 10 o'clock. And you're a night owl when you're a baseball player, because you stay up late at night and then you sleep in during the morning. And that's what it is. So we would go out and eat, but then I was after food, I would be basically coming back and being in bed. And I'd still watch some TV and, you know, unwind, but I never liked to go out. I was married, had my wife, didn't have any reason to go out.
What was your favorite city throughout the baseball season to stop at?
Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, San Diego is always beautiful. The weather out there, so after games, you would walk around and, It was a gorgeous city to be in. I love Pittsburgh as well. I love going to Pittsburgh, and I played in Pittsburgh. So, beautiful stadium, beautiful sights. It's hard to pick one, just because every single city has its own special area and special thing that you kind of look forward to when you go to those cities.
What was which visiting clubhouse had the best spread?
Ooh. I would say when we played against the Yankees, their visiting clubhouse was phenomenal. You would get lobster steak. I mean, they went all out. They were probably the best team, if I had to say. The Mets also, they had a really good spread. So I'll probably give it to the Yankees, probably with the Mets coming in second.
I feel like that's got to be one of the best parts about when you go from playing in the minors, then when you get to the majors, when you see the spread in the clubhouse, that must be amazing, right?
yeah, you're going from making yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to getting, you know, really good food. You're getting steak and you're getting chicken, and you're actually able to eat rather than just kind of get by.
Did you ever have one of those experiences where you were in the minors? Like, I like hearing from the minor league or from the players from their minor league experience when the big league guy had to do a rehab assignment and, like, he takes everyone out to dinner and he pays for everything. Did you have an experience like that?
Oh, absolutely. We would have guys come down who are doing rehab starts, and usually they would just buy a spread. And they would come to the ballpark, let's say, and, you know, they would order Outback. One day, and sometimes, you know, if they were there for a three-game set, one day you would get Outback, one day you would get, you know, pizza. It wasn't like you were going to get a crazy meal every single time, but they were supplying a lot better meals than what you were getting if they weren't there.
We got Gabby Sanchez here with us again. Marlins today, 4:10 Marlins Park. They begin a four-game set with the Colorado Rockies. Do people still go up to you and say, "Yo, Gabby, amazing clothesline on Nigel Morgan"?
Yeah, that's the number one thing that I get all the time. So that's, I guess, my claim to fame here in Miami. So every single time I'm either doing an event or talking with guys, one of the jumping off points that we always go is that clothesline with Nigel Morgan and the fight. And then from there, you know, we go on to other things. But, yeah, usually the first thing that's being said is about that.
Did you ever have, like, was there ever a reconciliation? Like, did you ever meet Nigel Morgan down the road? Like, hey, man, we're good. Like was there ever a chance meeting down the road with you guys?
Well, I mean, you know, funny story. So we had that fight, and it happened, and we had that little brouhaha that went on in the field. Well, the next year in spring training, first game of the spring training, Ricky Nolasco is on the mound pitching, and who are we facing? We're facing the Nationals, and here he comes up to bat, and we're thinking, oh, okay, perfect.
Right.
Let's see what happens here. And that day, Ricky, he was out of sorts. It was his first game back, so his arm position wasn't in the right spot, and he had hit two or three guys prior to him coming up. So I'm out of the first base, and I remember thinking, oh, good Lord, come on, Ricky, like, just get it together. Just don't hit this guy, because I feel like we're going to be having a fight again.
Right.
And first pitch, I mean, caught him right square in the middle of the back. And I thought, oh, here we go again. And he, you know, jogged to first base, no big deal. And he gets there, and I'm standing there, and I'm thinking, now you're going to just want to fight me because of what happened. And he kind of just looks at me. He's like, hey, Gabby, I just wanted to let you know, man, there's no hard feelings between me and you. We're all good. Everything is good. You had to do what you had to do, and I had to do what I had to do, but me and you, we're good. And I was like, oh, okay, good. We're good then. Okay, perfect.
That's
Let's
pretty
play.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Were you a guy who – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no, go ahead.
Were you a guy who would chat up guys on first base? Were you talkative?
Yeah, I was talkative. And the most part was you have to do everything you could to try to keep that guy on first base. So whenever you see a guy talking with four guys at first base, all you're trying to do is distract him so he can't get his best jump or – you know, he doesn't want to go to second base because we're having such a good time over here at first.
What would happen? I asked Charles Johnson this. CJ joined us yesterday. I asked Charles also, what would happen if Gabby Sanchez got in the batter's box today, in the batting cage today? What would happen?
I mean, do I get at least a couple swings and rounds? And do I get to try out, or do you just throw me in fire?
Sure, you can warm up.
If I can warm up, I mean, I think if a guy's throwing 95 miles an hour right now, I would have no shot. I mean, I might be able to foul off a couple pitches. I think mentally, I'm prepared. Physically, that's a different situation. So mentally, I think I can get up there, and yeah, I got it. But
okay,
you got to step back and physically say, I don't know if I'm able to. Because baseball is one of those things that's repetitions, and the more you get, the easier it is. So if you haven't done it for 5 years, and all of a sudden you see 95, that ball looks like it's coming 120.
Yeah, it's been a little longer for CJ than 5 years. He was not as confident as you are. Yeah. Well, listen, have a great time today at the ballpark. We're hoping it's a nice crowd, and the Marlins get off on the right foot. We'll be watching on television also, Gabby.
Oh, thank you very much. It's going to be an exciting season. There's a lot of young guys. The chemistry in that clubhouse is outstanding. Actually, one of the better clubhouse chemistries that I've seen, with older players and younger players getting together and talking. So it's going to be a really fun season. It's going to be an interesting season. And I definitely think that they're going to overachieve all of what people think they're going to do.
Good job, Gabby. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.